So do you send out email marketing? Do you send out emails to your existing users that have come to your site? Maybe you send them to existing clients or to potential clients or to anyone else that you may think of. Some organizations, some website owners are very sophisticated with this. They have customer relationship management systems and they segment their audience and send out, you know, lots and lots of email. But often, even though they've got very sophisticated systems of sending out the email, but they're not so sophisticated in what they're sending out, the message that they're communicating via their email. And this is something I've been putting a lot of thought to in recently, because we at Headscape have decided to start sending out a monthly newsletter to our existing customers, people that we've worked with in the past. Now, sure, we've got an RSS feed that includes loads of information. We obviously Twitter a lot. We do stuff with Boag World. We do audio booze like this. But we didn't feel that though any of those things were enough. We felt that there was a need to go a little bit further and provide something that was very targeted at our existing clients, and to do it through email, because not everybody uses RSS, not everybody uses Twitter, etc. But it was the content that concerned us most. What we didn't want to do is send out a monthly newsletter that just said, hey, this is Headscape, this is what we've been doing this month, aren't we great and wonderful, please buy our services. That was just too spammy for us. And what we didn't want to do is annoy existing clients or people that we worked with previously, or even potential clients that we send some stuff out to. And we didn't want to get added to spam, you know, as spam, because eventually fewer and fewer of our emails will get through. So what we decided to do instead is provide something of real value to our end users, thinking about the user primarily, just as you would on your website itself. So what we send out is advice about, you know, running a website, stuff that people need to know if they're a website owner. And off of the back of that, obviously, we show our expertise, and if something comes up, if there's a problem or something that somebody wants to act on the basis of what they've read in the newsletter, it's going to be us that they contact first. So it is a sales tool, but it has value in its own right. Too many of us send out emails that have no real value other than the hope that they might just possibly buy something. It needs to be more than just a blatant sales tool. It needs to have real value in its own right too. So next time you send out an email campaign, ask yourself, what are your users going to think about this? Are they honestly and truly going to be interested in what you're writing about? If they're not, then consider a different approach.